Well, hello and welcome to the Sunday night episode of the Veg Grower Podcast Supporters Club. Hope you're well and I hope you've had a great weekend in the garden. It's Sunday the 1st of March 2025 and I'm pleased to say March is finally here. And already the weather feels a little bit brighter, a little bit more hopeful. Just such amazing difference that the brighter weather makes to our moods. Now, I do want to start with a quick apology about missing Thursday night's podcast. I had a headache. I've also been very busy getting our seed packs ready. And I just struggled on Thursday. I meant to do it every day since. I've just struggled a bit with everything going on. But I've still got this lingering headache now. But it's okay. It's okay. Thursday, however, was the day that we did manage to sow our Brussels sprout seeds, and that's one of the first things I want to talk about tonight. How to grow Brussels sprouts successfully from your seeds. Now, Brussels sprouts are one of those crops that really rewards patience. They take a long time to grow, but when you get them right, they're one of the most satisfying winter harvests you can have. I always start mine quite early, late February, early March, because they just need that long season to really develop those strong plants and tight, well-formed sprouts. I tend to sow them in modules using firm compost because, like most brassicas, they appreciate stability from the start. Then once they germinate, I move them somewhere bright and cool, so they can grow sturdy rather than leggy. They'll stay in the modules for a good while before planting out. And when they do go out in the ground, they want rich soil with plenty of organic matter and a firm footing. Also worth adding some lime, garden lime to the soil, just to adjust the pH. And I always tread the bed down once planted, just to make sure it is nice and firm. And as they grow, as long as you keep them watered, weed-free, a bit of chicken manure pellets from time to time, they should do quite well. They will need staking as they grow, and this is simply just putting a sturdy cane or something like that in next to them, like tomatoes, and tying them to it as they grow. I've got to admit, I don't tend to do that, but they do benefit from it. It just stops them from shaking in the soil, which can lead to brown sprouts. And then, of course, don't forget that one of our biggest problems is going to be pigeons, caterpillars. So you're going to need to ideally put up some sort of netting to keep those off. Pigeons and caterpillars, cabbage white butterflies being the worst offenders for that. Netting is the easiest way to forgive that, to get over that. But something like planting nasturtiums alongside them will work just as well too. And come the winter, what you will see is these little Brussels sprouts that are growing on the stems. And when they are a nice size, when they are nice and tight, when you squeeze them, that's when to harvest. I always pick from the bottom and work my way up. That way we get plenty of them from there. And once they're done, you can actually eat the tops, the very top of these plants, should you want to as well. But the thing I like to do is just cut them off at the base and feed them to my chickens. And they are usually very grateful for those Brussels sprout tops. Now, March seeds, I've already mentioned that I was busy getting them ready to go. They are on their way to you. We've got a really good collection landing on your doorstep very, very soon. I put them in the post yesterday. They'll definitely keep you very busy this month. March is one of the busiest seed sowing months of the year. I will reveal exactly what you're getting on Thursday's podcast, but I think you're going to enjoy it. All you've got to remember is that March is going to be a very busy month seed sowing, and with that brings the challenge of space. Now, I have a huge list of seeds that I want to sow, but space becomes one of those limiting factor. Windowsills fill up really quickly, the greenhouses get crowded, every flat surface seems to get covered in seeds and trays and you name it. Now, this year I'm hoping my new potting shed will actually cope and see things through a little bit better. But one thing that I'm really finding has helped me lately is the 5.4 centimetre pots that I bought from Amazon. So usually I start my plants off in plug plants, and once the plug plants are, or once the roots are grown through the bottom of the plug plants, I pop them out and I pot them into a bigger pot. But I always felt that the standard size garden pots were just a bit too big of a jump between the two. So I found these 5.4 centimeter pots on Amazon and I've been using those. They are brilliant. They give just enough space to allow the roots a bit more room to grow, but they don't use a load of compost that would normally get wasted. So really, really good with those. Really pleased with using those. And they are, you know, they've got a good footprint. Because they're square at the same time, they package well into our seed trays and things like that. Now, I always do like to, on a Sunday, set you a bit of a challenge for the week. And I ask you to email me in what you've done, what you're going to do, or what your plans are for this. Now, I do love getting emails from you. I do get a lot of emails, and sometimes I do get lost in the amount of emails I get. But what I do try and always reply to your emails. So please do feel free to send me an email anytime. But this week, I'd like you to organise your seed sowing space. Now, that could be a windowsill, a cold frame, a greenhouse, potting shed. Just give it a tidy, clear bit of room. Set yourself up so you are ready for the busy season. And then I do think a little organisation now will pay off throughout the whole of March and make it all that more manageable. Well, that brings us to the end of the Sunday Night Supporters Club episode. Thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting the podcast. And of course, thank you so much for being part of this wonderful community. Hope you all have a great week. I'm hoping the weather is going to stay good again for next weekend because we've got lots of plans, but more on that on Thursday. You have a great week and I'll speak to you again then. Until then, please take care.